Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's recap of BET's Being Mary Jane Season 4, Episode 3, Getting Real. That's kind of what we do, right? We are real all the time when we talk about this show. Make sure you guys stick around because we have so much stuff to talk about. You don't want to miss it right here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Pop it. You know, we had to start with this Cardi B song. We had to, because she's in the episode. I'm one of your hosts, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. Who are you guys?
Well, my name is Allie Washington. You can find me across all social media platforms at Allie the Pub.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third.
And Fania's not here today, but she sends her love. She says, hello, y'all.
Hey, Fania.
I like this episode just because Cardi B is she's like the most ratchet person, and I love her, and I'm so glad she was on this. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, I need one word from you guys to describe this episode.
Ooh, good one. In my Cardi B voice, finally.
Yeah. Mine's close. Mine was just funny. I just thought this whole episode was hilarious. I was up here dying to myself.
Okay, my word is stinky.
Ooh.
Stinky.
I see your stinky finger.
It was just so much. Okay, let's get into it. First of all, let's start off with a quick mention here about Mary Jane's brother, BJ. BJ makes an appearance.
Yes.
Finally. Mm-hmm. PJ, I'm sorry. His real name is BJ Britt. Hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. But PJ's in the show. The last time we saw him was last season. He was talking about he was going to LA to work on some kind of shady boots business deals. But he seems to have cleaned his life up. He's now doing real estate in New York, and he's doing very well.
Yes.
And seemingly.
Hello. I'm looking like, hello, PJ.
I would never check you know what, but here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
PJ is a hustler.
Yeah. Yes.
So because he's a hustler, I feel like it's not as up and up as it seems to be.
That's what I said. I think it's a sugar mama.
Yeah.
You think right?
Yes.
Right.
I think it's a sugar mama.
I can agree with you on that. In my head, I don't want to believe that that is the case, but I really feel in the back of my head all of what he was saying and how he was really just like pushing the issue
right.
Like, I'm good. Like, no, I'm out here. It's one of my clients and blah, blah, blah. And
unless he's a gigolo.
Ooh.
Might be a gigolo client.
Who knows?
Either
I
way,
like the sugar mama idea.
Right, but you know, the same fact that he was just like, there's no girls. I'm not out here, you know, messing with all these chicks because you can't. You have a sugar mama.
Exactly.
All these young girls is what he said. He kept saying, I'm not out here with these young girls. Who are you out here with
then? The older sugar mama who just...
With these cougars.
That's all me.
Well, we'll see what happens with him and his $15 million condo that he's staying
and
in.
And Gretchen.
And, right. Right.
And they're getting massages.
Getting massages. All right. All right, let's talk about what's going on with Mary Jane. We see that there's a lot of turmoil at work. Justin, we saw in the last episode, came to her new job and is terrorizing her like he did back in Atlanta. We see that it's becoming apparent that she and Kara are starting to be pushed out as the, I guess, outsiders, like, oh, we don't do that here because of how Rhonda wants stuff done and Garrett wants stuff done. I just looked at this because I was like, well, I've been there before where you had a job and you're like, people just try to sabotage everything you do.
Yeah. Yes. You come in, you're the new person on the block and everything is great. Oh, you're meeting all the coworkers, you know, everything is lovely. And then it flips on you,
flips
the script. And it's a very uneasy feeling because like you said, I've been there too. And so we talked about it before. It's a sucky situation, but you have to get in and just, you know, try to make the best of it at the end of the day.
Right. And I think that's what they did because you see that Kara segment gets cut that she's worked so hard on. And then you see that Justin decides to talk negatively about Mary Jane. And he says this stuff, I guess, behind the scenes to Garrett. And he says, oh, her interview style, we don't really like that.
Yeah.
We don't like
But it was okay for her to get the job, though.
Oops.
Right. And knowing all of this is out there, it's not like this stuff was hidden. Like, they could have done their research to see this. But Justin did the Mr. Shady Boots thing and brought up her old interview from the last season she had with Elizabeth Foy. Where she basically called her an ugly black woman. And that was actually, I remember when we reviewed that episode, we were like, oh my gosh, that's so real. Like, the fact that she called her that, like, that's so uncomfortable for her, but it's so true.
Yeah.
And so here comes the same interview. He brings it up and he's just like, yeah, we can't have that. And in one sense, though, do you think that Justin if he wasn't a hater, would he have had a point?
Yes. Very much so. And the only reason I say that mm-hmm. is because coming from a managerial point of view, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that everybody is in order. You know, it's an organizational chart. Right. It's how you work. It's how you function. Mm-hmm. You know? And you want the oil to flow down. So if this is the mandate that I'm putting out, everybody has to follow this outline. You know what I'm saying? And that's if you're seeing it from Rhonda Sales, you need to do the same things Rhonda's doing. And if you're not doing that, then there's somebody that's your counterpart that I can find to replace you to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Was he wrong, though? Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think he was very... I mean, he's just a hater all around. I see what he was saying, but you still need that one person, in my eyes, that does think outside the box. Mm-hmm. That one person that comes up and says, hey, you know, you going to the left. Let me just try the right one time. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you don't need to keep telling me, like, okay, like, you just... You're not doing it right. Like, this, that, and the third. Like... I don't know. I just don't like him.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, too, I think that he puts Mary Jane in her place. She feels some type of, because of the relationship that they've had previously, right. he's the only person that could put her in her place. And I feel like this is needed for Mary Jane because mm-hmm. she's taking this as a new experience as... I mean, because this is like the top notch.
Right.
You can do local news all day, CNN, whatever. But you went back to like the same type stuff. But you want like Good Day. Like, yeah. you know, you got to step your game up. And yeah, so she's approaching it totally different.
Right, right, right. And I think that's, I mean, I think it's good for her. It's going to keep her on her toes mm-hmm. for sure. And then she and Kara come up with a new pitch. And it's for Family Brawlers because it's a show that MJ sees when she's watching, that she's watching with Lee because he's just got that ratchet side. I get you, Lee. I get it. But I thought it was very smart how Kara decided to say, hey, let's come up with this idea. We're going to have to skirt around the issue because that's what you got to do. Like, you can't just sit there and
skirt,
wallow.
Skirt, skirt, skirt.
Right. You can't just wallow that these people aren't letting you do the type of stories that you want to do. So how can we be smart about it? Let's pitch this for Rhonda.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. Justin saw through it, though. He was just like, I saw what y'all were trying to do.
But he ain't say nothing, though.
Well, because he didn't think that he was...
That was a player part. He didn't think that he was going to be involved in it. That's why he sat back and was playing it. Yeah. But when he got involved, he still didn't say anything. So that was kind of player of him, too, because he felt like, I really, honest, deep down in my heart, I want to think that he... was okay with this and didn't say anything and didn't come forward about it in the moment because he wanted to see, could there be some repairing to the situation?
Girl, no.
Deep down on the inside of me, I wanted to see, this was like the trial. This was like trial and error. You get what I'm saying? Let me try this and see how it is. You get what I'm saying? Not saying he was going to give her a full out chance, but I really do honestly, deep down, feel that this was a genuine effort. Like, all right, let's see how this goes. Because I'm going to try to play to play on this field. May not work, but I'm going to try it.
I don't even think so. I think he genuinely was like, I got to deal with this. I don't want to do this. I want to do sports stuff. Now I got to deal with this ratchet Mercedes on this show. I don't want to do this.
Optimistic Allie.
I know, right? You're so optimistic. That's good. Because I'm not. Hell, I'm not. He's not. And so, of course, he just tells Mary Jane, basically, you have to do what I say. Mm-hmm. I'm producing this. I don't want to, but I have to. You got to do what I say. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do what you want to do, or you're going to be out of here.
Period.
And so, you know, even to the point where he has his own questions for her, and she's like, it's about the swimwear line. What about the hard-hitting news? But there's a point to this. People don't want to hear all that with their morning coffee. Like, yes. If you think about Good Morning America, Today Show, it's really light and fluffy stories, feel-good, start
around.
Your day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that political hard-hitting. What is it like as a black woman to be on reality TV? That's not... I mean, even as a black woman, as a half black woman, I want to see that the vet, the army vet that saved his whole platoon with no legs, like that's what I want to see in the morning.
Yeah, I'm a full black woman, and I agree with you on that one.
Now
so
at night, having
full, we in there. Right? We want the fluff stuff.
Right, but at night though, let me get that in the evening.
Yeah,
so.
Give it to me. I agree.
I agree too. I mean, I just wish that she would have done her own questions. I just don't like that he was like, all swimwear. I just would have liked if he sat back and said, okay, let me see what she kind of brings to the table. And if she gets out of line, I'm in her ear. I can say, reel it in. You know?
Yeah, it's tough, though.
Right. It is tough. Because there's a fine line because, you know, she has to be professional, uh-huh. but she also has her own agenda, which doesn't match this. And so that's what she does. She puts on the face. She does the interview only for Mercedes to call her Basically, she calls her old. Yeah. You don't know what we're talking about. You're old.
And see, and old boy was trying to play damage control early, I feel like, because they already knew the setup for the scene. Shout out to Cardi B, because she played the hell out that role.
Cardi B. She did it.
Because I was praying to God. I was like, bro, she announced it on Instagram. She's going to be on show. I was like, oh my God, please, Cardi B, be yourself. I hope they didn't have Cardi B flip nothing. She needed to bring some spunk, and she did just that. She did a great job. But he was trying to really deal damage control with those swimwear questions, because if you think about it, if she would have got super involved in what was going on, that would have turned a whole new leaf.
Right, but that also, but here's the thing, though. It also ends up looking a little petty, though, because, of course, you know, Mercedes is going to say what she wants to say. That's who she is on TV. And then when she says what she says about Mary Jane, basically she's old. I'm not going to talk about that. I need to be interviewed by somebody younger. Do you think Mary Jane took the high road or the low road with her response, which was she's probably going to be selling these out of the trunk of her car in the stripping parking lot?
She was wrong, but she was also right.
Think about that. What if you really saw that on Good Morning America?
I would love it.
I would have cracked up. Mm-hmm. But think about the thing. Think about the moments that we have seen like that, though.
Yes.
Think about them.
But think about
Chris Brown when he was hello? You understand? Like, we've seen moments like this. This isn't new. And so it's kind of funny how she did it, because, I mean, she still did it in her professional life. Because she could have been super petty, like, with the face. And
no, but even still,
directed it towards her.
But if you think about, like, Real Good Morning America or Today Show, you'll have people like a Chris Brown or whoever that'll be on the show that are just like, oh, gosh, there's no telling what's going to happen with them. However, the anchors, the correspondents, the reporters, they are never out of character.
Yeah.
I can't recall. True. I mean, I'm sure that's happened before, but on those shows, I can't recall somebody actually stooping down to the level of where you're like, okay, there was shade in there.
Yeah. And Cardi threw a hot one. Mercedes threw it hard at Mary Jane, and so you're on national television. What was she supposed to do?
Exactly. Throw a classy shade.
I mean, it was classy.
I had
to give it to her. Last night, I was watching Barbara Walters and Whitney Houston's interview. Barbara Walters is the best.com in the interviews, but Whitney has smarted her up too. You get what I'm saying? If you go and watch it, she was maneuvering in between those questions, like, but it was still answering the question, but it wasn't, and Barbara was still professional with the answers she was giving, although it was real slick shade. You know, you have to keep it professional. I feel like she did that.
Yes. Well, until after the show, when of course Justin is reprimanding her for going off script and saying what she wanted to, and basically saying, you did exactly what I thought you would do, which was just be very lowbrow. And so as she walks past Mercedes' room, she hears them talking about her, and she goes in there and she is like, okay, now the cameras are off, let me come in here and tell you exactly what I wanted to say earlier. And of course it goes viral. I just died, because when she was like, you're nothing but a breeder, you should have swallowed those kids.
Next time, swallow your kids. I said,
gosh, that is so funny. I feel like I want to say that to somebody. You need to just swallow your kids.
Why you keep in your back pocket. Just keep in the back pocket. But it was crazy, though. I was like, bro, she thinks that the cameras are off, but little does she know, the cameras are definitely rolling right
always
now.
On. You got to be careful, because they're always on. But it turned out good in Mary Jane's favor, because this ends up going viral. People start going, oh, you know what? This brings a whole topic up about double consciousness, about how Black people sometimes have to wear a mask at work. And it's a very real thing. There's a real Huffington Post article about that. There's a few different articles about it. And I loved how Cara threw in there Van Jones and Melissa Harris Perry. Like, these are real political pundits, but I love both of them.
Yes.
And so for her to, you know, for them to always bring that real element into the show is my favorite thing. But what do you guys think about what they were talking about with this whole mask situation? Is this something that you've had to deal with before?
Definitely. I mean, I grew up on a military base. So it was mostly, you know, white, Caucasian people, just a handful of Black folks. So we've always had to walk around with a little mask. I always had to be one way in school, always way in class, and even with the jobs I had on the base, you always have to be some way. It just sucks that when I get off of work, I hit the clock, it's like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't go in there. I can't go in there being, you know, Howie. I gotta go, oh, hello, I'm Howard. How are you? You know, nice to see you. Hey, what's, you know? Yeah. It just sucks.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing, I grew up military as well. Attended University of Alabama, one of the greatest universities in the planet. But a PWI nonetheless. But it is different. And then being in the real world, you know, they expect everybody to conform, and that's just what it is. And I think that in TV nowadays, with these shows here lately, it's become more of a present talked about issue. Yeah. Because it's serious. Like, you really do have to go to work one way and leave and be yourself on the flip side, because you can't let nothing come in between your coins. Exactly. But it also doesn't mean you jeopardize yourself either. So right, I gotta keep it's a fine line.
But I think it's like an unspoken thing that black people have done since they were little. Like, it's understood. We have to, let me straighten my vernacular a little bit. Let me talk a little clearer.
Yeah.
You know,
instead give me all of those vowels and all of those syllables.
Right. And then one of my white friends actually said this to me. She was just like, well, I don't understand why it's so. She's like, well, why don't you just talk like that to begin with? And I was like, okay. I said, your country, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just talk without an accent?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, okay, I get it. So I was like, it's not about mental capacity. It's not about, you know, any of that. It's literally like, this is where I'm from, and this is just how we talk. Mm-hmm. Whether you're from the Northeast, whether you're from the South, whether you're from, you know, the breadbasket of America, there's different accents. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, this. Black people, we have an accent, okay? And sometimes it's a little loud, and sometimes we don't pronounce all the...
Sometimes we run our words together.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same thing with people in the Northeast, people in the South. Like, there's just different ways to speak. But it's unfortunate that because of how a group of people might speak, it may be looked down upon, so that now this group of people doesn't feel comfortable speaking like that in public or when they're around people that don't look like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we also got to think about too the industry that she's in as well, and which we were talking about earlier. You know, when you're doing these hosting and you're doing news and you're doing radio, you know, it's everything has its own filter, its own breakdown. Mm-hmm. And she has to. I mean, that face has to be on all the time.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest things I think she struggles with, because she can't never take the face off.
Right.
You know?
And it gets tiring. You know what I'm saying? You just want to, like... I've been in a job before, a very corporate accounting firm. Like, I couldn't be myself for real. Now, with other black people, when we would go to lunch, we'd be like, but we couldn't act like that.
People like that.
Right. But I couldn't act like that with my old white boss, who was like 60, 70 years old, very rich. Like, he
would
just...
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
He would just look at me. You know, if I acted like that, he would have just, like, my real self, he would have been like, okay, this girl is not smart. But I was very smart. Yeah. I did more than I was supposed to do, but it's just an understood thing that a lot of black people have to go through. Wear your mask so that people won't be intimidated by your blackness or look down upon you because as a result of it.
Well, guess what, Megan? What's up? It's Black History Month, and I'm black.
Hey, I'm black, y'all.
I'm me all I'm day. Ain't no mask.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You have 27 more days.
No mask.
Right. No mask.
Yeah.
You have to be, this month, we all eat free everywhere we go.
Hello. No mask everywhere.
For nothing. I ain't paying no bills. Nothing.
Hello.
I'm probably going to need a place to live March 1st.
You can trash with me.
Okay.
I'll pay mine.
Okay. Thank you. All right. But now, so then with all of this hoopla that Mary Jane faces with going viral with the stuff that she talked about with Cardi B's character Mercedes, she's now being pitched as an on-air correspondent for online news. Mm. Roll your eyes.
That's happened to me before.
What?
So it's sensitive.
They tried to push you.
Oh, that's sensitive. And when I saw it last night, I said... Because I just know that feeling, and it just does not feel good. Mm-hmm. You busted your butt, you done what you needed to do, you've been on the air, all the people at home watching you, like, it's just great. And then it's like, oh yeah, great. You mind doing some packages on Digital Forest? You mind doing that?
Right.
I know that feeling out to us, not cool. Especially when you make it to the national level like that,
yeah,
and how hard
tired.
She's been working. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's just sucky.
But here's the flip side of that. What Garrett said is that the future of this market is in digital media. He is 100% true about that.
He is.
He's true about that, because if you see right now, there's a lot of people who have only an online presence, and those people are now being translated over to TV.
Valid.
You know what I'm saying? They're using people who have huge followings. And you're like, they don't even have any talent. They just have a lot of people who follow them.
They don't got no credentials.
And now they're in movies or they're hosting red carpets. Yeah. You know, just because of their following. So I don't think we should not value or validate, you know, just having an online presence. But I see going the other way is a little
especially how it was done. I mean, get it. Rhonda has suggested, period, you lost me there. Right. Because I'm done with Rhonda.
Right.
But then for it to kind of come from that way, it's more vindictive, and he's missing it. There it is. Because he's not...
He's just worried about, like, ratings and what's going to look good for us.
So it's...
I don't understand why Garrett's not really... Why can't anybody really talk to Garrett? Like, why does he not understand these things?
Well, here's the other... You remember when that series, the season first started, Kara said something about him being young. So I don't think he's very seasoned in the game. He's not, you know, he's a young dude.
On his feet.
Yeah, so he probably got the job because his uncle knew somebody or something. And so he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's just kind of... He probably would be a good producer at the lower, like, local level, but... He got this job, who knows why, and so now he's in this position where he probably should have more experience, because then he would know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. And plus, they already put them up against each other anyway, so he's already not checking for the, you know, chemistry or the lack thereof.
But I feel like it's going to blow up in their faces, because I feel like they're going to try to push Mary Jane onto, like, online stuff. And so she's just going to... And then once they push her there, she's just not really... And this is... I guess I'm doing my prediction early, but it just fits here. Sorry. But... No, but it's... I think they're going to try to push her on air... I mean, online. And what they're going to find out is that she's actually going to be doing her own little agenda stuff on there, because they're not going to really be checking for her.
Yeah.
They're like, ugh, online. And then it's going to blow up and they're going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way, because I was like, she took it well, which I was very proud of her, because she could have flipped.
Right.
But the thing about it is, you see this growth in Mary Jane that's just like so evident and so sincere, and I really feel like she's going to get this opportunity and flip it to her advantage, and like I said, it's going to blow, and then Ron is going to be looking like shit on the face because you the one that suggested it, you know, and Garrett probably going to be trying to take freaking credit for it.
Right, mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. Now let's switch over to talk about Miss Kara.
Ugh.
Is it Kara or Kara?
I say Kara.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I feel like sometimes somebody said Kara. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, Kara is...
Hey, Lisa.
Hey. Hi, Lisa Vidal. She was here. Check that episode out if you guys ain't seen it.
Yes.
But she's here, of course. She's still hustling. She is over here trying to make history, be this award-winning producer. Mm-hmm. And so she sees an opportunity, and she sees it with after getting shut down in the meeting. She sees an opportunity with a sports star that comes in, Orlando Lagos. Now, he's on the verge of probably retiring. He hasn't said anything about retirement. But she sees that he's very interested in broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So she decides to go ahead and kind of flirt with him a little bit, get him to go to dinner with her. Y'all, when I saw him say that, I was like, this flirting is so thick.
Yes.
Like, y'all about to do it right here at this dinner table.
Yeah.
But they're a cute couple, though. I like her with a younger dude.
He's easy on the eyes.
He is, but especially when he took his jersey off.
I said,
like,
come on through, Lagos.
So she brings him. She basically proposes to him that she wants to help coach him and help get him into broadcasting, since he's interested in it, and she pitches it to Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett loves it. He falls for it. Because he's always like, well, okay, yeah,
all right, makes sense. Ratings, fine.
Right, ratings, yeah. And she's really good at coaching Orlando into being a better host. I mean, she's like, okay, you got to get comfortable. She brings him the drinks. So they have the tequila.
The newsroom, which is a big no-no.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, she going to do all this, like, right here in front of everybody. Who knows who's
watching? I thought
security
cameras was going to be going to some.
The janitor.
I was scared the whole time.
But you know what? I think they would drink all the time at SNC last season.
True.
So really? I think it's after hours, though.
But they were comfortable there, too.
Exactly.
But I think it's after hours, it's okay. As long as you're not working and you're off the clock, I think it's... Okay. Because she had that tequila too ready. Like,
she did. The care is always good for having it in her
drawer. Kara always has alcohol.
She is. Boy.
I'm mad at you, Kara.
So, of course, she takes a picture. Orlando takes a picture of her. He posts it. And so, you know, Garrett sees that, all that kind of stuff. When I saw that, I was like, I feel like, Kara, you should probably be a little more ashamed. I don't know.
Because
now you're like, what if your sons see that? And they're like, why is my mom on this? This, you know, amazing baseball player's
Instagram.
Yep.
It's a little embarrassing.
She should have been a little bit more careful. When he took the pictures, I was already nervous because right. I'm like, oh my God.
Where's this gonna end up?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. She shouldn't have had it on. Why'd you let him put it on? You care? Why'd you put it on? So I was already getting nervous. But then it was crazy when Garrett brought it up.
Right.
And flipped it back on her. I was like, Lord Jesus, this is going to be another conversation.
Right, right. But she knows how he thinks. She plays the game very well. She knows all Garrett cares about is getting ratings, getting views. He wants this retirement announcement from Orlando. I'm going to get it for him. I'm going to get the exclusive. So now, Kara is treading that really, really fine line because at the end of the episode, we see that Orlando comes over to her house with some tequila and some tequila shots. I mean, the little shot glasses.
And was ready.
Yep.
Was ready.
Everyone is to be congratulated or celebrated. Mm. Everyone is to be celebrated.
They are. Mm-hmm. Are they? Mm-hmm.
Celebrate me.
First of all, how did he find her apartment, though?
That's the same thing I told Howie. How did he know where she lived?
That's a little stalkery.
There you go. Creep alert. Where's for me? Creep alert.
Right. But so we'll see how this goes because it seems like of course the flirting is there. They gonna do it. They're gonna they're gonna have this little relationship going on for
episode
whatever.
Four
it is.
Opens up that way.
See, yeah.
It's got to.
And on top of that, it's gonna be ugly because she's still Kara. She's still in hustle mode. She's
and
still
she
trying
still
to get
has
that exclusive.
To work there.
Mm-hmm.
And if he comes on, it's going to be a whole other thing.
Ooh,
I think he's just using her.
Ooh,
I really do. That's
an
early prediction. That's true. But he's going to get more out of it, though.
What do you mean?
He's going to be more of, oh, I'm going to be the star, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think she's going to go where she wants to go. Like, she's trying to use him to climb the ladder. And I don't think
if she gets that retirement story, she will.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
And if he starts working that full time, then he will have had that retirement announcement.
Yeah, because he's going to be obligated to give them that.
Right.
Right.
And I have a contract.
We'll see what happens with that because I have a prediction with that, but we're going to save it for the end. Okay, so then the other part of this episode had to do with Mary Jane's boyfriend, air quotes, Lee, Mr. London. They have a really cute little friendship, I would say.
I love it.
I know, and it's really cute. At the beginning, you see that she's going through her notes. She's just trying to get better ideas for some segments. And then he's like, he pulls out her vibrator, like, you should get rid of this too. I mean, you can't get rid of this. And she's like, yeah, absolutely can. I can get another vibrator.
Yeah.
Like, they just have a really cute, open, and honest friendship, which I think a great relationship is going to be based on. And
yes.
I don't know if you think about all of the men that Mary Jane has dated in the past, they weren't really friends like that.
Mm-hmm.
Except for David. But even with David, she wasn't as open.
And we didn't see as much as of David either. We just, we didn't see that connection with her and David.
I did, but I thought it was a little more like dreamy. Like, but that's not real. That's not real life, okay?
Right. But we didn't see like the relationship building part of it, sure. I think, like friendship wise.
Yeah.
And I think that it's a nice thing for her to explore. It's something different. It's new to her. He's different. He's new to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, new place. I mean, when you usher in like a real deal new space all the way around, you're open to a lot more stuff, I feel like.
Right. And I feel like the whole time that, the one thing that I've noticed about Lee and Mary Jane is that when they always have a conversation that's just about life or just, you know, fun stuff, it always ends up and turns into sex.
Yeah.
We noticed that. So
yeah.
Because when they were, so then they had the conversation about moving in together and Mary Jane's like, oh, it's too soon to be having that conversation. Oh, gosh. And he's like, yeah, because you haven't met my kids. And then they go talking about the things that they're looking for. She wants to replace all the toilet seats. And he's like, I need that radiator.
Mm-hmm.
I need that authentic New York radiator. And then they end up at the sex store.
Yeah.
With anal beads.
No.
And then we find out. What do we find out?
That Lee likes the stinky fingers. Meg, have you seen a stinky finger before?
Have you used your
stinky
fingers? Absolutely not. As the owl.
I had to ask.
No. And usually I've had fake nails in the past. I ain't getting nothing under these nails.
Hello?
You hear me? Nothing gets under these nails.
No. I don't know.
Why are you so weak, Howard?
You don't have
nothing
get
under these nails.
No.
I have a stinky finger either. That's just, when that happened, at first when he said it, I was like, lost. I remember us watching it.
We were watching it. We're like, wait, what is
it?
I think, I don't
don't think that's what that means.
No. And then you find out.
That's exactly what it means.
Oh, it was
so
that.
But it was so awkward. Like, what do you do in that instance? Like, that's how you know they're really comfortable. Because she's like, she's like about to touch his face. Like, nah, bro. I'm going to touch your face.
You hello, this is you. Hello. Shoot. Oh, that was different.
That was the most. I've never seen anything like that on TV.
Because it was awkward and funny. And I think that just goes to show, like, they're like she's real deal, like, growing and evolving. Because that is not Mary Jane.
Definitely not. And then she was like, I got to go watch this. Like,
and he was like, all right. You know, whatever.
That is, like, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
What is the good situation? Do you just be like, you just wipe it off? Like, all right, let's keep going.
It, like, literally did the thing it did. Like, killed the mood. Like, because she made it weird, and then he was just like, oh, I'm loving it.
It was already weird. Her fingers stink.
And then she went back to work talking about it to Kara. I was weak. Because she didn't even know how to even explain what was going on. It's just like, yeah. It's like, keep your fingers crossed. I'm about to go do the segment. She's like, yeah, the sticky finger. I got you. You know? It was hilarious.
It was. That was really funny. Very well done, writers. Yeah. Really like that
was,
whole part.
That was good.
But I'm still like, ooh, because you know a lot of people are like, I'm a little suspect. But hey, to each its own.
Hello.
To each its own. And then, of course, we see that Mary Jane's looking for apartments. And it seems she's gone from saying, oh, it's too soon to talk about that, to now she's starting to make plans about where she's going to live based on Lee living with her. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he tells her, like, you haven't met my kids. I don't want to make any assumptions about anything. You need to look for a place by yourself. And then she says, she's like, well, you might move in one day, so I just want to make sure I'm ready. When she said that, I was like, okay.
I know.
Okay.
Just relax, Mary Jane. Exactly. Just relax.
I can't go with the back and forth with Mary Jane. One minute she loves Lee. One minute she, you know, she doesn't. It's just too much for me. You can't go from, oh, I don't want to see you. Oh, I'm having drinks. You know, we were casual. To, you going to move in, boo?
Right.
What you going to do?
Optimistic like, Allie. Oh, speaking. She's finding herself.
She's 40.
Y'all
got to be.
Let me plead my case. All right.
Okay.
Mary Jane has been balancing a lot. I mean, a real deal walking billboard for a balancing act. She balances her family. She balances her love life. She balances work. It's a lot. And in the midst of all of this, Mary Jane, if you look at her relationship pattern, Mary Jane has always made sure that everyone else was okay. Mm-hmm. And she never took that time to make sure that she was okay. Mm-hmm. And so now that you're in this space, you find somebody, you know that it's too much knocking on 40. And you find somebody worth something that you enjoy being around, you enjoy their company. Hell, why I can't feel this way? Now,
it's too late.
Should she have been planning for him to move in? No, relax, Mary Jane. You just met the man. Mm-hmm. Quit trying to rush into stuff. But it came from a real place.
And I do see growth. I see what you're saying. This is growth because Mary Jane in Atlanta would have just been like, no, I'm getting a place. I'm not even considering you.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to get what I want.
Because, I mean, think about Andre when she got that place, remember?
Right, right.
And she hasn't been on nothing else since then because that blew up in her face. She hasn't been on that tip.
Right. So I'm proud of her because she is knocking on 40. And I feel like at this point it's like, look, are we going to do this or not? And that's what she says to him. Are you in or are you out? Mm-hmm. I actually applauded her for that because I was like, you know what, girl, it takes balls. Because a lot of times, you know, guys will look down on women or they'll say, like, oh, she's trying to trap me. But you see how she went from being like, oh, we just do this.
Now
y'all are in a real relationship. And I'm like, wait, when did y'all? Didn't nobody check no boxes? Yes, no, or maybe?
Yeah.
So it's so great because this is a real grown-up relationship. There's not a, you don't have to check the boxes. It's just kind of like, well, it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it was good, too, that she actually had a self-realization. We talked about saying, you know, hey, I'm knocking on 40. Yeah, I'm 2 months shy from 40. So
yeah, she's honest.
I need you to understand this. And I was going to tell you, too, I was looking at it last week when we were talking to Lisa. Talking about marriage and just like I saw how the rate of it was going, so this episode played perfectly into it. Black men marry white women are women of another race at twice the rate that they marry black women. That was a statistic from like just last year. And it's crazy because, I mean, we out here trying to secure our space, so we need to make sure. And this is all between the ages of 35 and 45.
So you
So she trying to get her, she trying to get locked down. I ain't mad at her.
Go ahead.
Well, she has, I mean, her clock is ticking. Yeah. We saw that last season. We see it again this season. I'm not mad at her. She's about to be 40. She's like, look, but I also think she should probably wait until she meets his kids.
Yes.
You know, just meet the kids.
Because the baby mama situation is a totally different. Mm-hmm. Right. She ain't dealt with that.
And this is going to be your family. This is not, what if these kids are like, we can't live with mom anymore. We got to come live with you, dad. What does that mean? Now you're an instant mom. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you don't like these kids? Mm-hmm. What if they're horrible, horrible, horrible kids? And he doesn't want you to discipline them.
Yeah.
But how's that going to work?
Flip script on you.
How is that going
to
work?
My boyfriend has two kids. I'm excited to see how this is
going
to
go. Never met them?
No.
So you are Mary Jane, too?
Yeah. I'm living Mary Jane. But I'm excited, though. I mean, because that's, you know, and as she should be. And I think that she is, because it's a part of her that she wants to be involved in.
Right.
But, you know.
Right. Mm. And so, and Lee gives her some really good advice. She's like, you know, I'm about to be 40. I'm not married or kids. Like, ugh, I didn't think I was going to be in this place. And he's like, you just have to let it go and just let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let it go. Let it happen. Just let it flow. Everything's good. You said we had a fight and you said we broke up just because you told me to leave. Like, he's like, no, we're not broken up. We had a fight. I was like, oh, that's so grown up
with
him.
Yes,
I was like, here she go sabotage it again.
Yeah.
Again. I love how he just goes with the flow. I will say that. The one thing I like about Lee, he just goes with it. He's like, what you mean we broke up? Like, I ain't get no memo.
Yeah, so we're an adult. We had an argument.
Exactly.
And now let's watch our like ratchet that. TV.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, let's see. Allie, we're going to start with you. Give me one prediction for next week.
I think that Mary Jane is going to do some story that's going to be targeted toward black women because she's just on that motion. Mm-hmm. But I think that she's going to approach it in a different type of way. I don't know what that way is going to be, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be very unconventional.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Howie? Hmm.
I think what the brother is... It, wait, his real name was PJ, but yes. What's his...
No. His name on the show is PJ.
PJ? Yeah. Okay. So I think the brother PJ is going... We're going to finally see the sugar mama. We're going to get more into why is he in this big apartment? You know, he's gonna tell Mary Jane when they're showing her new apartment, mm-hmm. like, hey, sis, you know, here's what's up. This is what's going on. And boom, sugar mama.
Hmm. I believe it. Okay. I think with Kara and her new boo, Orlando, I think Orlando is going to probably retire and she's going to set it up to where he does the announcement on their show. But then I think Garrett and Rhonda, they're going to take the credit and they're going to, it's going to happen to where she's not going to get credit at all for putting in the hard work. And then in the process, she's also going to mess up her relationship with Orlando.
Ooh.
Because he's going to be like, wait, you were just using me for the exclusive? Cool. Mm-hmm. Got you. Yes.
Mm. Well, if that happens, she's going to have to work really hard to get him back.
She is. She needs to. Work some.
Yeah.
All right, work some. All right, and then a little bit of news here. You guys can check it out. Oh, sorry. My bad, because it wasn't like a whole real news thing. I wasn't expecting that. the only thing is that, no, it's okay. Gabrielle Union has her own hairline now.
Flawless.
Ooh. Flawless, honey. Flawless hair. Because her hair is flawless.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And anytime she has a weave, it is flawless as well. Her real hair is flawless, so why not? She's got the wine already. And so we had that all last...
Pudding.
Yeah, the pudding wine. We had that all last season. We would drink it.
We gotta get a bottle of it.
It's good.
That's
too.
A good
it's
tradition. Good.
Mm. So she just, I love how Gabrielle Union is. Now she's executive producer on the show. She's acting on the show. She's got businesses. She's a wife. I love her Snapchat. It's just so cute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? And then the hair is gonna be dope too because it's textured hair. Mm. So it's not like the Brazilian situation.
As we look at your flawless hair.
Now this is flawless. It is fresh. No, but it's going to be good, though, for black women, period, because it's like the tech, it's our hair.
Right.
You know, like it's, you know, I think it's going to be cool. I'm excited to get a couple of bundles.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. All right, you guys, my name is Megan Thomas at MegScoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. Make sure you guys always use our hashtag ABTVBMJ so we can read your comments right here on the show. Who are you guys?
Allie Washington, and you can catch me across all social media platforms at Allie the Pub.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
Yes, make sure you guys watch next week for the next recap of Being Mary Jane right here on AfterBuzz TV. See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.